Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hang in there. 15 minutes from now, another keyword will be heard, and you have a chance at $1,000. The KFI Cash Refill Contest continues. Well, yesterday we talked about this, and we decided it was worth getting a guest on to explore it further. Back in 2020, when the whole panic over the COVID-19 began to consume the entire country, the city of LA and the county got really worked up over dining. Indoor dining, outdoor dining. Eventually, they did allow people, restaurant owners, to set up outdoor dining with an al fresco program, and they waived a lot of the bureaucracy, the paperwork, the months of approval to get these people on the fast track to save their restaurants. Well, now here we are in 2023, and now they want to go back and sort of do a reset with all this and put people through all the red tape of applying for an outdoor dining permit.
So all these restaurants already have their tables, their chairs, their heaters, their partitions up. The city now wants them to reapply for a permanent permit and spend tens of thousands of dollars for something that already exists and is working really well and isn't bothering anyone.
We're going to talk to Eddie Navarette, executive director of the Independent Hospitality Coalition. They advocate for and support independent restaurants.
All right, Eddie, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, guys, for taking this on.
What the heck is this about? Like, if I have a restaurant, right, and I already got patio seating and everything's fine, it's sidewalk, it's alleyways, or it's parking lots, now what do I have to do and how much do I have to pay?
Well, the ordinance or the several ordinances really haven't been clearly defined or set in stone, vetted through city council yet. But currently, the draft proposal is awful, where it's going to make us have to apply for, in most cases that these operators have alcohol consumption, are going to have to go through kind of a monstrous city planning application, which takes about a year, costs $20,000 in application fees. You got to hire professionals to do the work. You got to go through neighborhood meetings and, you know, several other things just to start. It really depends on what type of seating you're having. They have different ordinances, or rather different processes, for depending on the seating that you're having, whether it be private property, whether it be on the sidewalk, or whether it be on the street. So, you know, really these operators don't really have a fighting chance on really having to navigate through any of this stuff. And so hopefully, you know, we're looking to have one place where people can go and have it all be explained for them, instead of kind of this, you know, rat's nest of a labyrinth that you have to go through to figure out how you're going to get your permit.
All right. I'm really baffled by this. These might sound like stupid questions, but I just don't know this world. Well, let's say I've got a restaurant and I have 8 tables out on the sidewalk. All right, 8 tables. I got about 32 chairs. What am I putting down on the application? And why do I need a business consultant? And why do I have to pay tens of thousands of dollars? It's like, look, here's a photo. We got 8 tables. We got 32 chairs. We got a half a dozen heaters. What else is there to explain?
You know, I mean, I think like you said, you know, the alfresco program showed that we don't need to have a lot of things. And unfortunately, you know, some of these permit processes are going to require us to have to draw a plan up and show that we're complying with any kind of, you know, a handicap requirements or fire life safety requirements or maybe some other building provision requirements that they think that we need to go through, even though, you know, we've been existing like this way for a long time. So are those processes actually necessary? And I think it's obvious that they're not.
Well, I mean, some of these restaurants have had this set up for almost 3 years now. And they're worried about disability requirements when they allow thousands of tents to block sidewalks all over the city. Really? They're worried about wheelchair access?
It's a really good point, but I think that there's ways that we can mitigate the city's concerns with clear documentation, clear guidelines. The city of San Francisco, is doing it way better than LA is doing it. They put together a manual that gives you clear diagrams of how you comply with these very simple things of handicap compliance or fire life safety, or maybe it's access to, you know, some utility poles. Just give us the guidance. Just tell us what we need to do. But really, we're getting handed a black and white document that gives us no guidance. And there's no direction except go through this awful process that we don't even know how it works.
Is this just a money grab? They make up something stupid and complicated that's unnecessary. Just
more money.
An excuse to charge you $20,000.
I'm really glad you brought that up because I actually don't think that that's what it is. These processes generally cost the city more to do than they're getting their monies from the operators
that are paying. Why does it cost? If you just show them, you know, the layout plan for the sidewalk, then you just have to look at it and say, okay, I see. You got enough room there for people to walk back and forth? All right, that's cool. Go home. I don't get it. Really, I really don't get it. Like, what is it you need these city employees to do? What are they searching for here?
Well, you know, there's a disconnect between the city officials that run the city as opposed to the city department officials. And city department officials, they're really giving a conflict of interest to the lawmakers, to the council people about, you know, how these things are working and how well they're working. We're never really bringing to the conversation that restaurants bring in the most sales tax within all of California, which generally all of that money goes right back in the city and county infrastructure. And it's just really, you know, they make it a much different argument. Again, it's a conflict of interest in how they're telling their city officials, you know, i.e., council members, of how successful their regulation is going.
I mean, one restaurateur said it can take 2 years and involve at least 7 different department approvals to get this dining permit. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Man, I really wish that guys like me didn't have to exist, you know, and that's really the goal here. This is really about a culture or a reflection of this ordinance that we've been fighting for, that we all showed up for last night successfully. It was beautiful to see all of our restaurants get together. And, you know, it's really just a reflection of the culture that exists in the 82 cities of an LA county.
I mean, I just don't get it. It's like I had birthday parties for my kids, right? We'd have 20 kids over and their parents, and you set up all the tables in the backyard and put out a tablecloth and the chairs for everybody. I didn't know I needed a city inspector to look over my plans and that I needed to pay $20,000 for the simple act of setting up tables and chairs. I find this one of the most ludicrous things I have ever heard about. Period. I mean, as nutty as government is, this really takes the cake.
Don't even get me started, because really there's a lot of different, inequities that exist in our city regulation and county regulation areas. They really have this idea of shoot first and then ask questions later, or regulate first and without applying it on any kind of factual data, just like the closures that we had to go through.
There's nothing to regulate.
COVID.
It's like regulating somebody's dining room at Thanksgiving. Where you could put it? Where are you going to put the extra tables and chairs because the cousins are coming over?
It's not complicated.
What's to regulate?
Yeah,
I don't know.
So
bureaucracy at its finest.
Eddie, there was talk that they might grandfather in some of these that got the permits a couple of years back, or
Well, I mean, that's what we're hoping for. I mean, really, at the end of the day, we're looking to have some real seats at the table here on how we're going to move forward with the permits. We want to be able to address the concerns that they may have, whether it be fire life safety, ADA, whatever it is. We can do that, but we have to do it together. We just can't have them, you know, have these backroom conversations between their departments and just release a document saying this is what we're going to do. There just has to be more transparency in the process. That has to have the restaurants a part of that process.
All right, Eddie, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. And we'll keep up with this.
If you need any more publicity, any more twists and turns here, just let us know, all right?
I definitely will. I really appreciate you guys standing up for us. Thank you.
It's Eddie Navarette, Executive Director of the Independent Hospitality Coalition. They advocate and support the independent restaurants who are facing, it's not done yet, but a whole new permitting thing to try to do their outdoor dining. Basically, they just have to start over.
I talked to some of the people who run the restaurants I go to in my neighborhood. It has been so difficult. So difficult. And the only thing that saved a lot of them was outdoor dining. Once they were able to put as many tables as possible, and they spread them in the parking lots and the alleyways, the sidewalks, the streets, and it completely changed their lives. Otherwise, a lot of restaurants did go out of business, but a lot more would have gone. And I don't know, why does the city want to risk that revenue? Why do they want to torture people's lives? What is wrong with the bureaucrats who work in government? Who were these people as children?
All right, coming up next, your chance at money. Another keyword will be revealed for a shot at $1,000. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Wonderful. All right, well, here's a story that's supposed to make you feel really sad. Makes me more feel really kind of angry for the stupid government. We were just talking about the city of Los Angeles is going to make restaurant people maybe start over with outdoor dining permitting process, which can be cumbersome and expensive. This time, we turn our attention to the County Department of Public Services. Apparently, there's been a big rise in theft off of people's EBT cards. What's an EBT card? EBT stands for Electronic Benefit Transfer.
It's how you get your welfare and food stamps.
John is right. They gave it a fancy name, and they switched over the card, so it looks like you're just using a credit card.
To cover up, it's the government handouts that working people...
So it's a debit card that they load up with your benefits every month. Well, the amount of people stealing from those cards has jumped dramatically in the last year. Almost $1 million was stolen in 2021 in LA County. It was just a few hundred thousand the year before that. They do it with a skimmer device. These are difficult to spot devices that can attach to legitimate card readers. They're placed on card machines and locations that people go to. Convenience stores, ATMs, gas stations. When shoppers make a purchase with their EBT card at one of these machines, the skimmer retains both the card number and the PIN. So what they do next is they make up a fake card with your card number and PIN, and they go steal your money. They might go to a bank and just take it out.
The modern credit cards now have chips.
That's right.
And those are the chips that you could do the tapping maneuver with.
Yeah, that's right.
And it reads the chip. And it bypasses a skimmer. That's why
these are years old. All my credit cards now have the chip.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't invented yesterday. It's been around for a number of years, and that should reduce. Now skimmers are useless, right? Because you're not sliding your card anymore. So there's nothing to skim. It just electronically transmits the information from the chip.
These cards they've been using have the old magnetic strips. And here's the part that'll really, really fry you. They think to switch over and get the cards with chips, it's going to take up to 30 months. Does that not seem... That's 2.5 years.
Yeah.
How could this be so hard? And how you didn't know this was coming? The rest of the world, the private world, the credit card companies, did this years ago.
Because they never, ever spend money on anything useful like upgrading their technology. Like the DMV... like to pay off the unemployment claims. Every story is like, oh, well, we have a 40-year-old computer system here that's out of date. I don't want to hear that anymore. Stop it.
I got scammed once with a credit card. They must have put a skimmer in. I think it was a gas station I went to.
Their
credit card with a bank that was kind of questionable. It wasn't one of the big banks. I'm not even going to say whose card it was. It was like one of the defunct airline. And within a day or two, people were buying all sorts of goods from Apple stores in Las Vegas on my card. I'm like, what? They made up a fake card because they had skimmed my information.
Yeah. Apple, Amazon, Best Buy, electronics stores. There was a gas station in Sarasota, Florida. We used to go to Sarasota every year on spring break so the kids could see their grandparents, my wife's parents. Nice. And every year I stopped at a gas station on Route 41 near their house. And every year, by time I got home to LA, there'd be false credit card charges on my Visa. Every year. Well, and it was the same.
It was a skimming device somewhere.
That's right.
There.
And I would forget about it. I'd go to the same station, get skimmed by the same device, and get the same set of phony charges. I just felt like an idiot because, you know, 12 months go by and you forget
well,
that
part
stuff.
Part of that's on you, though.
Oh, it is on me. No, it is on me. It's like, oh, come on. Finally, one year, I finally figured this out. I wouldn't go near the place.
You don't, because clearly if they got away with it for that long, they're going to keep doing it. Here's one for the stereotype bus. The big operation bust. Prosecutors arrested 16 people at 5 ATMs who were using these phony cards to rob people's EBT cash. All of them Romanian nationals. Those Eastern Europeans.
There is a lot of Eastern European fraud. I don't know what that is.
They confiscated over 300 fake cards and over $130,000 in cash that this little gang had taken.
No, because the Eastern European countries, that was a hotbed of criminal ripoff for the unemployment benefits during COVID. A lot of that money was going to
this.
That.
This is great. All were charged with theft using a fraudulent card. 8 pleaded no contest, were sentenced to a month of community service. The rest never showed up in court. They supposedly returned to Romania.
Supposedly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd they get in? What was their visa?
People are traveling to the region specifically from Romania to commit EBT fraud. So the word's getting back there that you can come to LA County because they still use the magnetic strips.
Some guy comes back and tells
put a little
all his
skimmer
cousins.
Device in a poor neighborhood on an ATM or on a convenience store check register or whatever machine.
Go to California. Stupid government in California. You can make thousands and thousands of dollars before your visa expires.
Yeah, and they read this story and find out that chips could be 2.5 years away. Keep coming.
And they don't put you in jail. You go to California, steal thousands of dollars. They don't put you in jail.
It's a low-level nonviolent felony.
You don't even have to show up in court.
Yeah, come back another day. We'll let you know. I'm an attorney to Romania. I'll see you.
So a plane lands from Romania. 500 scammers come off the plane.
And the story in the Times is predictably full of people that lost money on their EBT cards. It's not only that their fault because if they don't have the chip, what can they do?
You might want to go to work and earn money. Instead of waiting for the government to help you because the government's so incompetent, you're going to get your money stolen and good luck getting it back.
All right. When we return, a lot of people are complaining about their high gas bills, natural gas bills. We'll talk about the update on that. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
The big game is this Sunday featuring Philadelphia and Kansas City. Coverage beginning at 11 a.m., kickoff at 3:30 on your home of the big game, AM 570 LA Sports, brought to you by MGM Rewards. Unlock the best of Las Vegas. Visit MGMRewards.com for details. See, in a commercial, you have to call it a big game. If you're not giving a commercial, you can call it the Super Bowl.
You know how yesterday Deborah Mark knew I was going to do the pink pigeon story?
Yes.
I knew today you were going to do the 9-year-old mouse story. I knew you were going to sneak that into your newscast.
You did, huh?
Also not high in my hierarchy, a mouse.
Well, I don't
it's
love
higher
mice,
than a rat.
But yeah.
You have to write down the hierarchy.
A 9-year-old mouse. And where is this mouse being kept? How do they know it's 9? Do we have a birth certificate?
That's a very good question. I don't
Somebody
know.
Has raised the mouse from birth? And
yes.
And they know that he's 9 or she or it? Or
well, yeah, I guess they do. They probably got it as a baby.
Yeah. What was the story I saw last week? Maybe you missed it too. There's a dog that's in the Guinness books for being 30 years old. Yeah, I think that was the 30 years
old.
1992, the dog was born. Yeah.
He must be tired.
He still stands up. He's sort of blind in one eye. Yeah, I read him. He's cute. I forget his name. But he's Guinness book, oldest dog ever.
Oh, I hope my dogs can beat that.
And he's not small. That's what surprised me. It was a sizable dog. I thought, you know, the rule of thumb is the smaller dogs live longer. Mm-hmm. So Deborah Marks will be around a while. But
I don't have good luck when it comes to that.
Oh, your dogs have died young?
Yes.
Well,
don't say cancer. It's cancer. I have nothing to do with cancer. Please.
You don't find them putting plastic bags over their heads?
In the San Fernando Valley.
The chemical plant?
God, who knows? But every one of my dogs has had cancer.
Oh, wow. Is that true?
Yeah, mostly. Yeah.
And they all had to be put down?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
no kidding. You're going to make me cry.
Yeah, we had family dogs. I don't remember any cancer. John's dogs didn't have cancer either, right?
No, my dogs go insane.
Well, gee, I wonder why.
He ends up getting rid of them before they die. So.
Or no, before they kill one of us.
Aww. Ay-ay-ay.
We actually sent one to like a mental farm. Seriously.
It just couldn't handle it.
That's
with
the
you
one
guys.
That bit me. Yeah.
Yeah, the one that bit you.
Yeah, the one that bit me was really out.
Bit a lot of people.
Really nutty.
I don't know how we didn't get sued. This thing was. It was a small dog.
I should have sued you.
You should have, Ken. What did you do to this dog to make it so aggressive?
No. It was inbred. No,
I walked into the house, into their kitchen to pick up John to go somewhere, and it just leapt at me.
Oh no!
You know how long it took me to train her to do that?
Do that? Yeah.
I used to show pictures of Ken.
Were you,
see
you
this
laughing?
Man?
Did you laugh when the dog bit Ken, or were you hiding it?
No. They were all shocked.
Oh, okay.
I remember all their faces were like, "What?
Oh my God!"
Yeah. There was my, so we gave it to a guy who rehabs dogs, like mentally disturbed dogs, seriously.
Therapy.
And he had a big farm, and he told us that he had the dog for a short time, and she bit his 18-month-old child on the stomach.
Oh no! Wow, that's worse than me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did so, they put her down?
Yeah, I don't know what he did. I didn't care at this point.
Put her down.
He brought He brought the dog back to our neighborhood to a park so we could meet the dog again about a year later.
Why?
I never heard this story.
I don't know why, but.
And she bit everyone.
She didn't remember anybody.
Oh, she didn't care, yeah.
No.
Well, she's pissed at you guys. You got rid of her. She's
I don't know.
No. I'll ignore them.
She looked at me and she ran away and said, all right, thanks.
Well, that's not surprising.
Long line of people have done that.
All right, well, this story should once again bring us back to the fact that if you are living in California, there's something they want to get rid of. Obviously, driving your gas-powered car has been key. That's why when gas prices go up, despite the lip service we get from the politicians and they hand out little inflation buster checks, they don't really care because they want you to stop using gas. Now, the other thing they want you to use is natural gas. So I'm talking to people who are looking at their SoCal gas bills. They can't believe it. They've tripled in some cases. SoCal gas customers are getting hit with $300 bills compared to $123 last year. What are the reasons for this? Well, does it really matter? California pipes in 90% of the natural gas it uses from elsewhere. And according to, but here's the thing. While we were having high natural gas prices, the rest of the country was not. So once again, we got that unique market thing hanging over us, right? I almost believe it's a plot. They first, they didn't want you to use gas in your car. They don't want you to use natural gas in your home.
Oh, so, it is a plot. No, it is. We have plenty of natural gas underground in California.
We could extract it, right?
They don't extract it.
Right.
By law, they won't let any of the energy companies extract the natural gas. Instead, everything is pumped in from 1,000 miles away, and they had some problems with the pipeline out of West Texas. And so the gas prices here spiked up to the heavens, and everywhere else they're not having a problem. But it's on purpose because they won't drill for the oil and gas here that we have.
So now all they're going to do is give you your climate credit a couple of months early to help reduce the high bill you're getting this month. And they're saying that next month bill shouldn't be as bad. This might be temporary.
And by the way, if you're one of these climate fanatics, we're using the same amount of natural gas. It doesn't matter where it comes from. We can drill for it here or they can drill for it in Texas.
Right.
It's the same amount of gas used and burned. All we're doing is ending up paying an exorbitant amount of money for the transportation costs. This is why I can't understand the I'm worried about climate change and global warming, so no more oil and gas drilled here. You dummy. The stuff that we're using that they're drilling for in Texas, it goes into the atmosphere too. It's all the same atmosphere. You bozo? What is anybody educated anymore? Is everybody an idiot?
So I can imagine there's going to be a lot of bill shock, especially the last couple of months have been chilly in the morning. A lot of people have probably been turning on the heat in their home, which a lot of it comes from natural gas. So that's going to boost the bills.
I just got a message that I'm getting $50, the climate credit, over $500, and I hardly had the heat on. I shivered. See, even when I had COVID, I was so cold, and I didn't.
You need to eat more. That would warm you up.
No, it was freezing. And
that's
so
a big bill, $500.
$500 for hardly using it at all.
No, we had a big one like that, too. And we've kept the heat off the whole winter. It's about 62 degrees in our house.
Yeah. So now I put it up to 67 for about an hour because I'm shivering.
Well, other than that, it's for the stove and maybe to heat up your shower, your water heater. But, you know, what else would you use it for? So you're still using it for something, but it still seems like a high price if you cut back the heating. Because I thought the heating would be the biggest.
I have never seen a price spike like this in my life.
That
for the gas.
I think the fix is in.
Yeah, it is. It is. This is what they're doing.
They want you to go electric. You know what they're talking about? Oh, this is bad news for the people in Porter Ranch. Maybe putting more natural gas into Aliso Canyon. Remember the gas leak of 2015?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about here. Maybe we need to raise the capacity at Aliso Canyon. That's not good news. But, I mean, the people up there want it closed.
Well, no, because that thing is so badly damaged and old and rotted.
Remember that pipeline was like they hadn't changed something in it in so many years or whatever. It was some problem with it.
How come nobody can do anything right?
Well, the point is we always talk about where people do things wrong. So it's not like nobody ever does anything right.
No, nobody ever does anything right.
You want me to do one show where we just do all the right stories?
We'll run out of material in 8 minutes.
It might happen.
By 10 after 1, we're done.
Final heads up. The Moist Line is tomorrow. You still have some time to leave a message using the iHeartRadio app. The microphone icon is how you access the message for the Moist Line. Or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, this story pops up from time to time. We're going to play a report from ABC7, a reporter by the name of Michelle Fisher. What's really weird about it is that the same woman was out there and able to record this happening with the Tesla driver now twice. Let's hear the report.
She is out, sleeping completely, knocked out, and this car is driving her. Look at how dangerous that is.
This video is driving the internet wild.
It went from local to national to global.
A woman behind the wheel of a white Tesla asleep in traffic along the 15 freeway north in Temecula.
I'm sorry. That is too damn dangerous. Sleeping and this car is driving you? Are you nuts?
That's Kiki Dolas, who captured the moment on her cell phone around 4 o'clock last Thursday.
At first, we thought, you know, it was a health issue or something because she was kind of slumped. It was just kind of riding along a side of us. You know, it would accelerate a little and then slow down, even when there wasn't that many cars ahead of it.
For more than 15 minutes, Dolas and her husband honked, attempting to get the driver's attention before calling the police, who were eventually able to pull the driver over.
To actually be sleeping and entrust your whole life, you know, for a car to just drive you is just astonishing to me how anybody would do it.
Tesla is currently under investigation over its autopilot system after dozens of crashes. And as more car makers steer toward autonomous vehicles, auto experts say pump the brakes.
It's going to be here one day if, you know, the automakers perfect all of this technology. But right now, our research shows that drivers would prefer that these automakers focus on the current advanced driver assistance systems, make them foolproof before moving on to self-driving vehicles.
And Kiki told me she was contacted by CHP later, and they confirmed that there was no medical emergency. That woman was, in fact, asleep behind the wheel. We also reached out to CHP for more on the driver, also possible charges of some sort or some type of citation. But tonight, we have not yet heard back.
What do you charge somebody who's driving while asleep? I can't believe. Who would do this? Unless you're really, really just so fatigued that you actually fell asleep without, you know, you've had those times, right, John?
Yeah.
When you drive late at night when we were younger and we drive from our terrible radio home back to our home state, A couple of times I nodded off, but it almost looks like some of these people are purposely knowing, all right, I can get a nap on the way to work. Just put the car in self-drive mode.
They actually trust the technology.
I could not do that. It would make me so freaking nervous. I've been in a couple of cars where they have the self-driving thing, and I'm just leaning forward, like watching, because get those hands close to the wheel there.
Now, this was the second time she...
Yeah, apparently this woman has videoed two people doing this in the last week.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Maybe she's looking for it, or maybe it's just popular where she's driving. This was the 15 freeway in Temecula. I don't know where the other occurrence was, but she has apparently recorded doing this in a week.
I've seen reports where Elon Musk sends out the software updates to Teslas automatically.
Right.
And now your Tesla can do things like this. It can do the automatic driving. This is not run through the government. Like for all the regulation they do, like they're trying to regulate outdoor dining.
Yes, right.
There's apparently hardly any regulation on the Tesla autonomous driving system. He sends
the
out
only thing
updates.
It does is you have to have your hands on the wheel within a certain few seconds, or else it's going to move out of self-driving mode. So I don't know if this woman was keeping her hands there on the wheel while she dozed off. I couldn't tell, but that's one of the safety measures. But
I guess it doesn't work.
We're seeing this story several times a year now. Somebody completely passed out behind the wheel of the Tesla on a freeway.
Conway does his show asleep.
That's right. That's right. Passed out.
Wow,
but occasionally I wake up. You know, I'm not out for the whole 3 hours. The only 3 hours I sleep is during your show, John. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. All right. Alex Stone's coming on for talk about Southwest Airlines, that debacle over Christmas. Then Dean Sharp is coming on as well to talk about Southwest Airlines. And then Neil Saavedra is coming on to talk about Southwest Airlines.
If you want, I'll call in and talk about Southwest Airlines.
Did you get hammered by that, either one of you, over Christmas?
I do not fly them.
Oh, you don't?
I gave up that airline a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ken.
We never go anywhere during Christmas.
That's a cattle call. I don't like it.
I'm getting to the point where I think I need an assigned seat.
Yeah.
That's right.
I was big on Southwest up to about 5-6 years ago. And then had a couple of experiences where they canceled a flight like 5 minutes before we were supposed to board.
Well, plus you get nervous flying because you never know where you're going to get a seat ticket with your wife or your
kids. But you can pay to be in the first group, right? They still have that?
Yeah.
But I was trying to get out of here to go with my son to Arizona, some baseball thing. And we had to be somewhere by 8 o'clock in Phoenix that night. So we had like an 8 a.m. flight. And they kept getting canceled and postponed,
man.
And I'm on the phone, and I'm rebooking and rebooking again, and finally left out of Burbank like 6 hours, 8 hours later.
Oh, my
barely
God.
Barely got there in time. And they've always had a screwed-up system of keeping their schedule on time, and once they have a problem early in the day,
it's over.
Like dominoes, and they never catch up.
You could have driven to Arizona in that time.
I know. Yeah. And I do now.
Yeah, so they're under a lot of pressure with the government.
But what airline is perfect? They're all...
That's right. But I do, you get to a certain age. Look, Southwest Airlines are for people that that are not very responsible,
Okay.
So,
is that their slogan?
I get the euphemism there.
Yeah.
Southwest, the airline for irresponsible.
That's
people.
Exactly right.
Responsible is the key word.
You get hung over in Vegas, you miss your flight, then you get the next one,
I think they just canceled the ad contract on your show.
I
hope not. I love Southwest Airlines. Enjoy them. But they are under a lot of pressure. So we'll talk to Alex Stone about that.
All right. Ding dong.
Ding dong with you.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.